Exile. Derivation. We need a derivation for exile also, even though we said in the beginning, there is no exile for the conspiring witness. He gets lashes. So it's really lashes instead. And we want to know if it's also from the guilty verdict. Now, why can't we learn this from the previous one? It was also lashes. This is also lashes. So being that this is an exceptional case of receiving lashes, it needs its own verse and cannot be learned from the previous law. So that's really why. Because it's really about exile. Exile, in a way, needs a verse. But since exile anyway turns into lashes, so you can't learn one lashes from this type of lashes. So basically, it needs its own verse and its own proof. And the proof is Gezerah Shavah, just like the last one. Two verses have the word Rotzeach, murderer, in them, and therefore they are compared. One is regarding a deliberate murderer, and one is regarding an inadvertent murderer. So now we compared deliberate murder, which was the first original case of the Mishnah, and now we're going to compare it to the inadvertent murderer, that he would usually get exile, but he's going to get lashes instead. So that's how that's working. Now the two pesukim are, you have again in Masay, in Bemidbar, where it talks about going to the Ir Miklat. It also talks about the deliberate murderer. And it says, Rotzeachu, someone who killed someone, he's a murderer. Mot yumat harotzeach. The Rotzeach shall be put to death. And now in Vaitchanan, in Devarim, again in the Ir Miklat section, in chapter 4, Pasuk 42, it says, Lanus Shama Rotzeach, the person shall flee there to the Ir Miklat, the city of refuge, the person who killed. Rotzeach asher yitzach et re'ehu, bebli da'at, without knowing. So already the word Rotzeach is used for both, for the intentional killer and the unintentional killer. So now we compare them. So just like we compared lashes to murder, so now we're comparing unintentional murder to murder. And so everything works the same, basically, that it's all from the guilty verdict and not when the person actually is executed. Or in these cases, after the guy receives the lashes. Now, they don't discuss monetary law, also to throw it into the mix, because some actually hold that monetary, even if the guy paid, he still lost, so you have to let him get his money back. There's difference of opinion on that, if it works the same as these, or if actually it does not. So leave that one alone. We'll look more into that. And of course, this is Mishnah related. And again, it's very short. The Gemara says, Chayave galuyot minayin, those that have to go into exile, and then of course they'd actually get lashed instead, minayin, how do we know? That is from the verdict point, that we will reciprocate the punishment to the witnesses. Atya rotzeach rotzeach. It comes, the word, like in the Gezerah Shavah, rotzeach, rotzeach, two types of murderers, the inadvertent and the intentional. And that's how we learn it.